best of the stars of the morning, dawn on our midnight and lend us your aid. Star of the east, the horizon adorning, guide where our infant Redeemer is laid. Cold on the cradle, the dewdrops are shining, God's only child with the peace of the stall. Angels adore all this baby lies sleeping, Maker and Monarch and Savior of all. Shall we not offer our costly devotion, fragrance of Edom and offerings divine, gems of the mountain and pearls of the ocean, myrrh from the forest or gold from the mine?
As we prepare now to enter into a time of prayer, I have one concern to share with you that has come to our attention in the course of this past week, and that is we keep in our prayers the family of Lisa Delp's aunt, Dot. Aunt Dot passed away on Wednesday of this past week, and we keep Lisa and her family in our prayers. And no doubt as we come to this time of prayer, we each come with things weighing on our hearts and minds. May we be very aware of the fact that as we pray, our God is listening. Let us be together now in a spirit of prayer. Gracious and loving God, on this third day of a brand new year, we are filled with prayerful expectancy and hope, glad to have left 2020 behind, eager to see what good things are in store for us in the days ahead. Like the wise ones from the East who knew to listen for your voice and follow your directions rather than those of an evil earthly king, so too may we be ever listening for you above the clamor and noise around us. May we not only listen for you, may we have the courage to respond. Although the calendar tells us we have left 2020 behind, we still know we carry into this new year the need to be patient, understanding, compassionate, and kind as we continue to navigate amid a pandemic, as we continue to wait for things to ease a bit and for life as we know it to become a possibility once again. We continue to pray for those whose lives have been most deeply impacted by the virus, frontline workers in hospitals, enduring long shifts under circumstances those of us on the outside cannot even begin to imagine. For essential workers, often laboring under conditions that do not assure their safety or allow them to adequately care for the families they love. For those waiting in long lines to receive food so they will be able to survive. For those having to make hard decisions about laying off workers or closing businesses. And for those fighting for their very lives as the coronavirus takes its toll. God, help us to endure. And as we do, to find ways to redeem these challenging times by learning lessons that will serve us well long after the pandemic has come and gone. Help us to be spreaders of joy and hope as we go about living our lives each day. Help us to remember that even in the most challenging times, our cups are full because you are the one who fills them. Not with stuff, not with everything turning out exactly the way we want it to, and certainly not with easy solutions to hard problems. You fill our cups with wisdom beyond our own, with strength we never knew we had, with calm spirits in the face of crises, with exactly what we need to keep on keeping on, even when all seems lost. And if we are unable to access these gifts because you feel far away, help us, O God, like the wise ones, to keep searching until we find you, to be willing to look for you in unlikely places, and to recognize you when you are right before our very eyes. Hear now our silent prayers, our joys, our concerns, our hopes, our fears, our praise, our lament. Thank you, loving God, for being with us on this crazy journey called life. Like the star in the east that guided the wise ones to your son, guide us. Show us the way and help us to pay attention so we don't miss you amid the stuff of our daily lives. This we pray in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
As you go from this time of worship into whatever this day holds, may you know that God holds you, that the light of Christ is around you and within you, and that the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you and stays with you, now and always. Amen.